Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Sam Carr. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I looked the other day, and there were like 35 different nations that have people listening to our podcast.
That is awesome.
Isn't that good? John Welch is with me again today. Good to have you, John.
It's incredible, the technology that we have today.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling.
I'll tell you, I was looking at all the different countries, and actually a couple of them I had to look up.
Where are those?
Where is that? And so it's amazing that's happening, and I'm glad that you're listening, and I trust that what we say is international or universal, so you can really understand where we are and what God's saying, and I believe you can glean something from it. We're talking about faith and planning and strategy. Now, the problem that I see, and we've mentioned this several times, but I'm going to say it again, is that too many people don't have their faith in what God has instructed them to do, or as John mentioned on the last podcast, just the Great Commission.
Yeah.
Just what, hey, this is it. But yet they put all their faith in a strategy to build something.
Yeah.
Or they find someone else's strategy, and they don't do it by faith. They do it by rote. This is how you do it. And in so doing, they're not successful.
Yeah.
Or if they are successful, then they're only successful within themselves.
Right.
That's
right.
A miserable place to be.
Right. Absolutely.
Listen, the things that I have been successful in that I know I did, I don't take any pleasure in that.
Yeah.
But when I see God's moved and God's done something and we've just gone along with God's plan and done what we needed to do to get it done, it brings such great joy to see that happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's amazing the difference. John, one of the things that I wrote down here kind of as an example is Nehemiah.
Yeah.
Nehemiah just really got a word from the Lord. Go restore and go rebuild my city.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he had.
Mm-hmm.
God, and then once he shared his vision with the people, then the king got involved.
Right.
He wrote letters. Hey, give them what they want. And so when he comes back to Jerusalem and he sees the terrible impact that the city is taken and the plight, the whole walls are down, the city's a shambles, the first thing he did was he got by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he got up at night and he walked around that city.
Mm-hmm.
Just listening,
mm-hmm.
just listening for wisdom about how do you do this? How do you take on such a project? And then God gave him a strategy to do it.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
God gave him a strategy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that strategy was you take this family and they build this portion. You take this family, they build this portion. Take this family, they clear the rubble out of this. You take this family, they're good at this. You do this. So not one person is doing it all. And rebuilt that city.
Yeah.
Really with nothing.
Right.
Other
right.
than that strategy, that vision from God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if somebody else had to go rebuild a city, that would be a great way to do it.
Right.
But it may not be a God way to do it.
Right, yeah.
And so you have to know for yourself that strategy will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because some of the things in Nehemiah that he did, God gave me as a vision for what we could do in our church.
Sure.
And so we've used some of those principles and strategies in the church today.
Uh-huh.
So you can do that.
Right.
But you got to be the one walking around the city seeking God, saying, God, what do you want me to do?
And Pastor, I think that is the most important thing, is that it gets solidified in your heart. You're hearing the heart of God.
Right.
You're hearing the heart
right.
of God. Because it's not your plan.
Exactly.
At best, you're stewarding it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're doing. And so to hear the heart of God saying, God, what is it that you want me to do, and start there. That's like the stake in the ground.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
like the anchor. That's
yep,
it.
Exactly. And I think sometimes if we're not careful, And I want to say this right, because sometimes if we're not careful, then we hear a word from God and then we're gone.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more to it.
Yeah, it's good.
But we're gone, and the rest of it, we're doing ourselves. We're strategizing ourselves. Instead of spending time regularly, Lord, this is the next step.
Yeah.
We're going in this direction unless you tell us to go a different way.
Yeah.
You know, this is where we're going. And let God guide you through that process, because I have noticed many times that he's adjusted my process.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So yeah. Many times. And you can't just put your head down. Cause if you go read Nehemiah, he had to make adjustments.
Yep.
Number one, cause he had enemies.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had to make adjustments.
Sure.
He had to deal with people. He had to deal with ornery people.
Yeah.
People who were not very pleasant to deal with. But yet he did it listening to what God wanted him to do, and then just did it.
Right.
So it's an amazing thing to be able to do that. And the thing that I hear a lot and I get concerned about is how many people, they don't hear from God, so they do it on their own.
Right.
I'm thinking, you're better off not doing anything than to do something and you don't feel like the Lord's in it, because sooner or later your faith is going to be challenged.
That's right.
In it, and when it's challenged, you're gonna fail.
Yeah, I think because what happens, Pastor, I see this. I've been in ministry 27 years, and I've seen this quite often. And that is, when that happens, people get isolated.
That's very good.
And as a leader, that is the worst place that you can ever find yourself in, is isolation. And one of the reasons it's bad, one of the many reasons it's bad, is that you begin to measure yourself by yourself.
Right, right.
You begin to measure yourself by yourself.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
And you begin to have some successes, and because you're isolated, you begin to buy into this, I'm going to call it an illusion, that what you're doing is great and grand.
Right.
And because you're measuring yourself by yourself.
Exactly.
There's a proverb that I heard, it's not in the Bible, but I think it's pretty good anyway. He who runs alone thinks he runs the fastest.
Yeah, yeah.
So you begin to measure yourself by yourself, and you get away from, because you're isolated, you get away from that intimacy with God and even the relationships with other people. And you get isolated, and when you do, it's a setup by
the
enemy.
Well, you know, I had mentioned on a prior podcast about a minister that I knew that was really successful for a season, but it was all by his hand and manipulation and works the sad thing about it was, I tried to talk to him about it, and he kind of mocked me because I didn't have what he had.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't. I mean, we were friends, but that was the end of our friendship, because he wouldn't listen, and that's dangerous.
Yeah, he was measuring himself by
himself. Yeah. I'm bigger than you. I can do this. I've been doing this. I know what I'm doing. Look at all I'm doing. And you've got to be so careful about that. If you're not, then it can be dangerous. But the other side of it is this, and this is what I want to kind of finish with today, is this. When you know God's spoken to you and you have a clear understanding, God has given me a vision, he's spoken to me to do X, Y, or Z, then you can go through hell and succeed.
Yes. Yep.
Because your faith in what God said will carry you past bad strategy, problems that you have, difficulties that you have. You can just keep your head down and just say, I'm believing God, and I know God's going to show me this didn't work, but this will work.
Right.
I had this happen to me when we were building a television station a number of years ago. I was trying everything I could to get that television station on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, I think it was 50, we had received $50,000 in commitments. Well, it was going to take $250,000, $300,000 just for the equipment.
Wow.
And so someone had told me about this man who had used equipment that was still serviceable, and you could get it for a fraction of the cost. Sounds good to me. Well, I talked to this guy. Man, it sounded wonderful. We put together an equipment list. And I gave him $50,000, and he left with my money. I got to tell you, that was a stinger.
Uh-oh.
That was a big moment in my life. I learned so much. That was really a cheap lesson. I know it doesn't sound like it, but it was a cheap lesson for me to learn that I don't have to do that. I don't have to make something happen.
Wow.
Because what's amazing is that after we lost that $50,000, I lost that $50,000.
Wow.
God supernaturally put that station on the air.
Mm. Mm.
It was almost like the Lord was telling me, I don't need your money. I can do this. You don't have to figure this out.
Yeah.
So the thing I want you to hear is this: as long as you've got your faith intact,
yeah,
and you go through a hard time, you don't have to figure it out.
Yeah.
You keep your faith on the line. You seek God, and He'll show you the process that you need to take to go to the next level.
Pastor, can I just mention this?
You bet.
I think we're getting ready to wrap up. When you're talking about that, I was thinking about Jesus in Matthew 16, and Jesus is, those who are listening probably read this many times. Jesus asked his disciples, "What's the word on the street about me?" And they had a variety of answers that came. And then Peter speaks up and said, "I know who you are. You're the Messiah."
Mm-hmm.
I love what Jesus said after that. Basically, Peter, you weren't smart enough to figure that out on your own.
That's right. Exactly.
God, my Father, told you that and helped you get that. And then Jesus made this statement, and there are five words that are very, very powerful. He said these words. He said, "I will build my church." He's talking about the revelation of who Jesus
That's
is,
right.
which Peter had spoken.
Right.
He said, "I will build my church." When Jesus said that, Jesus was speaking about the future.
Yeah, that's good.
He was talking about the future.
Right.
Well, his future is our present.
Yeah.
His future is our present.
We're in it. Yep.
And we are also building the church. Yeah. He's in heaven.
Yeah.
We're here in the earth. He's the head.
That's right.
We are the body.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't stop there. He went on to say, and the gates of hell will not prevail against what? The church. So I think this is incredible.
Yeah.
When our heart is connected with a purpose of God, and it's at our heart.
Yeah.
It's a heart thing. When our heart's connected with a purpose of God and we're involved in it, and it's not about us, it's not about ego, it's about Him and His glory and His honor and building His church.
Yeah.
When the gates of hell come, we're not facing it alone.
Yeah.
We don't have to deal with it alone.
Yep.
He is with us,
and
he is facing that.
Yep.
So Satan is not only just facing us, he's stopping
That's
Jesus.
Right.
And Jesus has already proved it. Can't be stopped. He's already proved that.
Yep.
So I think it's powerful when we get that vision that you're talking about, that word from God, whatever that looks like,
Amen.
And making his dream come true. I think it's so powerful.
That's good.
It's so powerful.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Praise God. Well, I trust you got something out of this today. Keep your faith on the line.
Absolutely.
God will show you the right strategy.
Yes.
Maybe
yeah.
something else somebody's using. Hey, you may be a pioneer. Maybe something nobody else has done.
Absolutely.
But the point is, your faith is in what God has said and what God's spoken to you, and let the strategies and the processes come out of that.
That's so good.
And you're going to see some awesome
things.
Please
hear what Pastor's saying there,
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Praise
it's really
God.
Good.
God bless you. Look forward to being with you again soon.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.